This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Some Wisconsin residents are speaking out against the supporters of President Donald Trump who rioted at the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday. The extremists interrupted the certification of the presidential election. Five people died as a result of the chaos. In Milwaukee Sunday, a group of about 50 people gathered for what they called a rally against the far right.
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Camila Ahmed was among the marchers.
We came out to this march today because, like everyone else in the country, we watched our Capitol being stormed by right-wing white supremacists. And we don't like that.
Ahmed is part of a group called the People's Revolution, which has been marching for police reform in the Milwaukee area. She says her group has been tear-gassed, shot at with rubber bullets, and arrested. Meanwhile, videos appear to show a passive or understaffed police response to the Capitol stormers.
And so what we're seeing is racism. It's alive in the flesh because these people were probably 75-85% white people, and because these white people weren't viewed as much as a threat as black and brown people, they were handled with more care.
Sunday's march ended at the Milwaukee office of Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, a staunch Trump ally. Here's march organizer Ian Gunther with the Democratic Socialists of America.
He has been a big supporter of Donald Trump. And by extension, white supremacy in the United States. And I think that as Wisconsinites, we need to take a stand and tell him that he needs to resign. It's time for him to resign and make way for progress to happen in this state again.
Johnson initially objected to certifying Democrat Joe Biden's victory in the presidential election, but changed his vote after the Capitol chaos on Wednesday. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.